Scholastic Audio presents A Web of Air, the second book in the Fever Crumb series by Philip Reeve, read by Jenny Agata. Chapter 1. Thursday's Child. Something was upsetting the angels. Usually at that hour, Arlo found dozens of them fluttering along the beach, scuffling their little bony hands through the mounds of drying seaweed to scare up crabs and sand fleas, which they caught and crunched in their toothy beaks. Most mornings, when he came in sight, dozens of them would start calling to him, their scratchy voices rising above the boom of the breaking surf. Arlo! Snacks! Snacksies! But that morning, the beach was silent and deserted. The tide had gone a long way out, and even the sea was quiet. Despite the heat, the sky was grey and had a strange look, as if the clouds had somehow curdled. Glancing up as he climbed his secret path onto the island's high rocky spine, Arlo thought this was what a fish might see if it looked up from inside the sea at the underbelly of the waves. His grandfather had grumbled that a storm was on the way. He scrambled up onto the island summit, hoping to find cooler air and some angels to talk to. No one had time for him at home that morning. His mother was busy with the new baby, who was grizzling at the heat. Father was down at the shipyards, overseeing the work on Senor Leonida's new copper-bottomed schooner. Grandfather was at work in his study. Arlo didn't really mind. He preferred it up here, on his own. He'd always been a solitary, thoughtful boy. Following goat tracks through the gorse and heather, he approached the old...